he's still sleeping. Otherwise, we'd just call him. I had a conversation with a coworker yesterday.
Okay.
We got down the wormhole of personality traits of numbers.
Okay, sorry. Numbers have personality traits?
So says him.
Okay.
And I was like, how? Is there anybody who looks at a number and sees it as a personality?
No, sir.
Like 6 and 9 are a bit sassy. 7, obviously godly.
Why did you say 6 and 9 together?
He was talking about the fact that 8, a little bit rotund, up for anything.
Is that a fat joke?
0.
Did you just call 8 fat?
No. So the number 0 is kind of the chubby friend who always tags along.
What is the matter with you, sir?
Not me.
What? Seriously?
It's not me. This is so. I'm just sitting there with my mouth open, listening to him explain how he looks at every number and sees a personality that goes along with it.
Does that affect how he chooses to use the number?
I don't understand.
I'm really confused.
I would be surprised if all his passwords don't have something in common with the personalities of numbers. And then he went on to say that he associates smells with colors. Smells like orange.
I feel like
that smells like green. That smells like brown.
Yes. I think universally farts are green, right? Is that?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really the only smell that I associate with a color.
Really?
Farts are green.
All right.
Yeah. That's about it. I don't understand the conversations that happen.
Here's the thing. I don't invite
hallways.
He literally just walks into my office and starts talking about
it. We've all been victims of Jack's conversations are random. Yeah.
No, yeah. So obviously I'm thinking he's the only one who actually sees personality traits in numbers.
Well, did he back it up with science? Does science say that numbers have personalities? Is that where he's getting his info, or is he legit just making this up in his head?
There is no science that backs it, I assume.
Okay.
I haven't looked.
Wait, let me Google it. I'll Google it.
Someone texted in and said, are you sure he's not talking about numerology? People's dates and times of their birth affect their personality, and their numbers do indicate what type of personality type somebody has. I don't know. I don't think.
Oh, do numbers have personality? Someone else has gone there before.
Really? Greg texts in and says, I always thought of farts as brown. Yeah.
Really?
Me too. I'm not necessarily the green fart. I'm kind of more of a brown fart.
Okay.
Because you know.
Okay.
Because you know.
This is ridiculous.
All right, so anyway.
All of this, like, I was 45% invested going into it. I've dropped down to 2%.
All right.
I'm on 2% power right now.
Well done.
With my investment into this conversation.
What are the color of farts? It's brown. If you're thinking smells have colors.
Farts
are definitely brown.
Let's see. Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Some people envision farts as brown. Others as green or yellow.
Yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, well.
Ew. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Text messages.
The next Google search. Can a person die from a fart? Oh, wow. That got aggressive.
Someone else texted in and said, I'm team green farts. Yeah.
Well, see, I don't think I'm alone on that island.
Yeah.
How did we get there again? I don't understand.
Because he also said that smells have colors.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. All right. I had him text in. It says, my 4-year-old says that farts are clear. Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's true.
Sure.
I mean, if you're going to be technical about it, you really can't see them.
Someone else texted in and said, I'm with Kelly, Team Green. Pew,
Thank
pew,
you.
Pew. Go, Kelly. All right. Great. All right. Awesome. We are so easily distracted here on this show. So talking about how numbers have personalities based on our buddy who works here at the radio station.
Can we acknowledge kind of a dumb conversation to start with? Can we say that?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
His thing was, you know, I look at numbers and I give them each personalities. Like 0 is kind of your chubby friend who kind of tags along.
That's not fair to 0.
7 is godly and is also going to push his religious agenda on you.
7 is pushing the religious agenda?
6 and 9 are a little sassy. And are up to no good.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, when you say them together.
Christina, she texts in and says, you know, I've never really thought of it that way, but I can totally see 2 being very loyal and dependable, and 3 being the free spirit. Let your freak flag fly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel like with 3, it's going to be pretty lovable, because if you, like, connect the two, you can make
2 is loyal.
Okay.
3 is kind of a free spirit. I think 8's kind of up for anything.
Like, do you want to build a snowman? I feel like 8's a snowman. Is he not? Put a hat on him. He's a good time party.
And
magical.
All right. So what about 5?
I don't know. I don't care.
Personality traits of numbers is what we are talking about here on the Best of Louisville winning morning show in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, this ship is sinking real fast.
99.7 DJXFM.
At a record rate, it is sinking fast. Five is just kind of like trying to get noticed because I feel like five is getting out
right in the middle.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. It's like the middle child.
Five is one of my favorite numbers because everything's divisible by five. I use five a lot.
You use five a lot?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Five thanks you.
Five is
for employing five
is
number
like,
five.
Five is like the Boy Scout. Always dependable. Always there for you. Courteous, kind, obedient, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent.
That is a lot of attributes for a number.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is 10 in there or is it just a 9 and then you stop?
Yeah, it's 0 through 9. So 1 and 0 together. It was 0 again. Your chubby friend who bows along.
That is so not
and then
fair.
1. That's wait, what's
shaming.
1? We haven't even done 1
why
yet.
Why are you fat shaming numbers?
I'm not
why
doing,
are you doing
it.
That. You're doing that.
Emily says 5 is uptight and a little neat freak. Yeah, you know, I can probably
really?
I could probably see that.
See, I thought I would think that about 9. Because it's all
no, nine
it's a
is a little sassy.
Circle with a little arm reaching out and cleaning
Kelly,
up.
Kelly, you're trying to push personality traits on numbers that don't, that don't fit.
It's a perfect circle. It's got a little arm like kind of sweeping the floor.
All right.
No?
I don't know.
It's like the arm is a Dyson.
4 is always up.
It's cleaning up after everybody else.
4 is your biggest cheerleader.
Oh,
4,
yeah.
4 is the person that's going to tag along and be like,
let's go!
Yeah!
Soccer announcer is what it is. 4 is the soccer announcer. Right? Yeah.
5 is the office lady of numbers. Oh my. Did you see what 4 and 7 did?
Oh my.
Listen,
geez.
I heard 6 and 9
the
get together.
The kids in 1 through 4, they're
stuff.
Causing trouble, but the 6 through 9, they're going out
wow,
for happy
everybody,
hour. They're drinking Marks.
Everybody's throwing their suggestions at what 5 is. I thought 5 was kind of a respectable kind of Boy Scout. Mandy texts in and says 5 is the pregnant... the pregnant person who can't find the baby daddy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So all of a sudden,
five gets
five
around.
Is like a Maury story.
Yeah.
That's where we are now with number 5. We started at like middle child, just trying to be noticed, to now all of a sudden, Maury Povich show. Right. Who's the baby daddy? I don't understand anything
right,
that just happened.
Great.
What just happened?
So wait. What is 997? Sassy, sassy. We're going to give you Jesus.
Sassy, sassy Jesus? Is that what we're saying?
So
997 DJ, sassy, sassy Jesus.
We're going to give you Jesus.
I don't understand. And now we still have a show.
All right, and that is the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh,
on
stop
sassy,
there.
Sassy, going to give you Jesus, DJX.